Caller, the next communication item, please.
61, request of Lauren Couture to address council regarding community impacts for the Water Bureau's proposed water filtration plant.
Good morning. Welcome. Please introduce yourself. 3 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Lauren Couture. I am a neighbor to the proposed filtration project site, and I've dedicated countless hours over the last year of my life to understanding the history, rationale, and impacts of this project. My opposition to this project was initially driven by emotion and the injustice. Research has led me to a deeper understanding of the facts. Over and over again, I am shocked by the blatant strategic misrepresentation of Portland Water Bureau's leadership and engineers. It is the corruption of this agency that motivates me more to fight against this unnecessary project for my community and the people of Portland. This is a $1 billion project. This is a mega project on the scale of a shipping canal, a large hydropower facility, airport, nuclear power plant, and the list goes on. Portland wants to drop this mega industrial project on the quiet rural agricultural residential community. I am certain that Portlanders value families, affordable living, community, and the environment, and the best tasting water in the country. This project opposes every one of those values. According to Portland Water Bureau's own documents, rates will at least double for the average family, and just for this project alone. During construction, there will be hundreds of diesel trucks running through our rural roads, daily disrupting our lives for more than 5 years. Pipeline construction will devastate the topsoil and productivity of our farmland. This project is authorizing the condemnation of property of hardworking families and farmers. This project is next to an elementary school. This project will sit on top of the headwaters of the Johnson Creek and our community's groundwater within the Sandy River watershed. Below the proposed site is an aquifer that it is the source of cold, fresh water to salmon and steelhead in the Sandy River. Additionally, 8,000 dry tons of chemicals are needed annually for treatment, forever changing the taste of Portland's cherished drinking water. Why should our community be the sacrificial lamb for an unnecessary city project? This is not a NIMBY issue. This is a community wipeout for a project you want and don't need. We are unincorporated East Multnomah County, and we can't vote for you. Yet you are allowing a mega project to proceed that will destroy our peace, private property, and way of life. The town of Pleasant Home will never be the same as you transform our town into an industrial operation. Portland Water Bureau subcontracted engineers told us directly that this will do so. Is any government project that snuffs out a small group of people for the greater public good ever a virtuous decision? As an elected official, is that your legacy? Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here today. Caller, would you please